to the spiritual master, and deeply from the heart wants to please the spiritual master, then one is, and that spiritual master is in line from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and qualified, focused on the inner, I read today, Ravindra Sook wrote something today, the inner meaning of kirtan, which is the aspiration to follow the love as demonstrated by the residents of Vrindavan. That's the core foundation of Raghunuga Bhakti, because you're following out of devotion and love. And what are you following? You're following the activities and based on Shastra that the spiritual master is practicing and emphasizing. And because he's in that mood, those activities, whatever externally they may appear to be, because there's really no difference between Vaidhi and Rag except for the bhav and the mood in which one is doing it, then one is actually following the core sentiments of the residents of Vrindavan. And as one advances in spiritual life, then gradually Sri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam, the inner mood, is revealed, just like Rupa Goswami is glorified because he knew the inner mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But that core basis is there in spiritual life. We develop an affection for serving the devotees, a love, and therefore the motivation for our activities becomes devotion, not obligation, simply. And following me, and we learn to follow the activities, because as you remember, that's the main thing of Raghunuga Bhakti. You follow the residents of Vrindavan, and you do what they do, because they are the exemplar of the love that you are seeking. Very core, simple principle. Core, but essential, foundational. Now, we're back to the CC, and I really figured out I have to do this a little bit differently. I was summarizing chapters, and I really feel more comfortable going verse by verse in the format, and I think it's going to work out much better. So we were following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Lord, searching for himself, because he's searching for the mood of Srimati Radharani, and the mood of Radharani is to search for Krishna. And that's the highest love. And Krishna wants to experience the highest love, so he has to take the position of the devotee who is searching for him. The God is searching for himself, and we're following this wonderful search. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes back from Gaya, transformed by the mercy of his spiritual master, Ishvara Puri, and this spontaneous devotion is overwhelmingly manifest in his heart. He's at such a high state of emotion. Emotion means when there's such a strong impression in the heart for something that it doesn't go through the intelligence. Emotion does not go through the intelligence. Not like you say, yes, I should be crying now. It's not like that. You cry. It's just powerful from the heart. So in spiritual life, when that impression for Krishna and for pleasing Krishna and for loving Krishna and that attraction for Krishna makes such an impression in our chitta or consciousness, then any time we're in association with Krishna, it forcibly comes out. just like someone is a addict. He has such an impression, either for drugs or something, gambling. He has such an impression that you put him in the environment and it's stimulated and there's nothing that person can do. It forcibly comes out. That's why people in Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, they say, I'm a recovering addict, even after 20, 30 years. Because they're acknowledging that the attraction for alcohol was so pronounced in them, either from this life or the past, that it created such a big impression in their consciousness that they always have to be cognizant of it. Because if they're not conscious of it, it will come out. So similarly, the difference is in Rag Bhakti, the impression of happiness for giving Krishna pleasure is so big, it just overpowers our intelligence. And we see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that impression and desire to serve Krishna is the biggest impression you can have, the biggest samskara, first of all, it's not just the impression in the consciousness, it's the mercy of Guru and the Sambit Ladini Shakti flowing through the heart. Hey, and he wants Krishna, and the tears are flowing from his eyes. They say like Ganga, and he's like a madman because there's no the activities. It's not that he's acting for pleasure, but out of pleasure he acts. That's intoxication. It's spiritual intoxication. And when he takes sannyas, and he wants to leave for Vrindavan, and he's in ecstasy. And somehow Advaita Nityananda trick him to go back home. He comes to Puri, converts Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, then leaves to South India, and now he's come back. And we followed those pastimes up into the previous classes, maybe last year, the Beta Kirtans and the Ratiyatra. And this is the cleaning of the Gundicha temple, which represents Vrindavan. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had very informative purports, because Lord Chaitanya not only cleaned it, but even the dust outside was cleaned. He cleaned the heart so thoroughly. And this is Krishna consciousness. It means Chaito Darpanam Marjanam. That's our faith. In Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in Bhajan Rahasya, he says the bhajan is that he concentrates on a couplet of the holy name that corresponds to a time of the day, that corresponds to a verse in the Shikshastakam. It corresponds to, in the first verse, one of the opulences of chanting the holy name. So, Chaito Darpanam Marjanam Bhava Mahadavadni Nirvapanam Shreya. So these are the opulences of Sankirtan. And the first one, and I should also say a stage of devotional service that it corresponds to, is Shraddha. Chaito Darpanam Marjanam, which chanting with Shraddha, we're praying with faith. And what's the faith? We are convinced that the holy name will extinguish the fire of material existence. We're convinced that the holy name will clean the mirror of the heart. You know, this is a new phone. I just want to make sure that it doesn't go out. Is anybody just say Hare Krishna quickly?
Hare Krishna.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. So the heart, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the glories, and with faith, Hare Krishna, with faith, Shraddha. What's the faith? The faith is that the holy name will clean the heart and extinguish the fire of material existence. That's Chaito, Dharpana, Marjanam, and this is when the Chaita, when the mind, when the nature becomes purified, then that nature reflects God perfectly, not the impressions of the unlimited impressions of samskaras of material attachments that come out. When it's clean. When the super soul is, when the mind is controlled, the super soul is at reach. That's what it means. When the mind is controlled, yoga, chitta, vritti, nirvana, the super soul is at reach. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing if the heart has to be cleansed. It has to be cleansed, and it has to be cleansed thoroughly. And therefore, even the dust outside could blow back in. And that's a fact. Until the stage of, this was told to me by a friend of mine, Professor Bryant, who is a scholar of the Yoga Sutras, a real scholar of the Yoga Sutras by Patanjali. And he was discussing the point of samskaras. Until you're liberated, they stay in your consciousness. And they can be like seeds that are burnt, but they still remain there. So the point is how careful one has to be. And therefore, he explained to me, Professor Brian, he said, you know, I studied, because I teach Indology, I studied, the masters of the Swamis and that have come to the West, and a lot of them were highly evolved in terms of their detachment and meditation. But when they came, it just shows you how advanced Srila Prabhupada is. But when they came to the West, he said, he was mentioning, for example, Swami Rama. He said, if you read his biography, I mean, he was a very advanced yogi. So he said, even an advanced yogi, the seeds can be deactivated, even to sex desire, and burnt. But when he went to the West, and then he had so many female disciples, and he was a Swami, and he didn't deal with them before, and he was careless, then those desires fructified again. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he cleans the Gaudiya temple to what? To prepare for Braja Krishna to come. Jagannath will come back to Vrindavan. Krishna will come back to the heart. He cleans it so thoroughly, even the outside he cleans. So cautious, cleaning the heart. So now here at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also cleans the Nisringa temple and then rests for a few minutes and then begins dancing. Those of you who have been to Puri, near the Gaudiya temple by Indra Sarovara, which is probably one of the most beautiful, idyllic tanks, as they call, man-made ponds, beautiful. They have the old Nisringadev temple there, and that's where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went. And one of the symptoms of advanced devotion is one becomes eager, out of that love and attraction for Krishna, to see all the places which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited. It's just like, again, because our relationship with Krishna is relationship with Guru, and we have that love, all of us, for Prabhupada, and what he's given and what he's done, and how he has done it, then it's so nice. I mean, in New York, you even want to see, 96 Bowery, Riverside Drive, 72 Riverside Drive, wherever Prabhupada said, what to speak of Tompkins Square Park, 26 Second Avenue. Wherever Prabhupada went or stayed, upstate New York is the Ananda Ashram, and it's not far. It's only 15 minutes from the Rubbles and where we have our Panihati festival. And that was the place of Ramamurti Mishra, who was kind enough to give, to his eternal credit, to give Prabhupada some facility and have him lecture to his students. Well, they still have what looks to me like a fairly vibrant ashram up there. And I kind of want to go there because Prabhupada went there. It's a sign of devotion. So even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cleansing, ministering a temple, how wonderful it is. And I'm going there. One Akesha Vacharya is going to be doing kirtan there. So I thought that's the Friday before Janmashtami. Maybe on my way down, I'll go there, wanting to see their Prabhupada at kirtan. Chari dike bhaktavana kanina kirtana Madhyay nitya kanina prabhu mata singhasam. All around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees perform congregational chanting. The Lord, just like a maddened lion, danced in the middle. So, pretty wild. Mata Shingha Sham. Sham, just like a Shingha lion, Mata. A crazy, mad lion. And this is Prem Kirtan. This is not the mode of passion. We have to be very careful sometimes. The Kirtan becomes very ecstatic. And we can activate our passionate samskaras. And some people just wildly dance, but not in the mood of devotion. Anyway, it's still nice. But it's not like this. Because this is out of pleasure, out of intoxication, out of spiritual love. He's dancing. And why is it like mad? Because it's not, you know, 1, 2, 3, cha-cha-cha, whatever it is. It's not like a practice. It's not, you know, a mechanical thing. It's just the heart, and you can see it. It's wild. He's jumping up so high, he's whirling around, and around him, the devotees, the ecstatic, wonderful devotees of Lord Chaitanya are doing the congregational chanting around him. It's so wonderful. And we can envision those kirtans, and in our own chanting, pray to be within those kirtans. And in fact, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his lila is still present in the form of the Sankirtan mission. So that's we're fortunate and get that quality of Vaishnavas. And those of you who are in New York, if you want to come to Janmashtami, there'll be a program between 3 and 6 on Janmashtami Day at Kastuba, the Radha Damodar Temple. We're having a swing festival and a flower outfit. I'll speak a little bit, maybe Kastuba will speak a little bit about Krishna Leela and Kirtan. You're trying to get Ananta and Achyuta. Sometimes they're hard to contact, but it's nice also because people want to, after that, they can go to Radha Govinda or Gornitai and Tuwako. But 3 to 6 will have a nice function. And those functions are so wonderful because you're able to share Krishna consciousness with people who really appreciate it, who are not yet devotees of Krishna, in that sense, committed understanding, but who have grown to love Radha Damodar by visiting Radha Damodar every day. And they're getting their nature is changing. Why? They come after yoga and they look at their faces and they look at the beautiful deities. And this is the supreme.
Is anybody still there?
Oh, but yeah, I'm right here. But I don't hear Maharaj anymore.
Yeah, he said he had a new phone, so it probably cut off. Should we just hold on?
I'll hold on for a while.
Yeah, because he'll probably have to dial back in or something.
Yes, once he becomes aware of the phone.
Yeah, once he realizes nobody's there and he's talking away.
Okay.
I hope he has an audience there.
Okay.
Well, this is Ricky Krishna. As you may know, we've lost Maharaj. I tried calling him, but my calls just go straight to voice now. So I'm not sure what to tell everybody. Whoever's still on.
Haribol, Ricky Krishna.
It's
probably taking him a few minutes to dial back in and first of all to figure out that he's not on.
Yeah.
He might be talking.
Yeah.
So it's going to take a few minutes to realize that there's nobody here, and then by the time he dials back in, who knows? I'm just going to stay on and wait.
Okay.
Fair enough.
A little bit more.
It's Thanadar Swami again.
Oh, Haribol.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
I don't know what happened, but I was cut off. It's funny here in Millbrook, it's very... kind of a very upscale place. In fact, Madan Mohan was telling me across the street an actor called Ben Affleck just moved. You know, it's kind of a... I see the house, actually. It's kind
of... He moved across from Giri Govardhan's place?
Just if you go, it's three houses to the right, across the street, three houses to the right.
Wow.
It's a big mansion there. It's a huge estate on the other side. Madame Mohan told me. He told me how this place has transformed since he grew up. And also this lady who's starting this yoga studio, she was some kind of doctor. Very nice people. They spoke to me today for 2.5 hours. And they were so much appreciating, you know, the knowledge that comes to this tradition on so many subjects. And she was, I said, is there any other yoga studio? She said, there's one, and it's in this place, and it's on the estate, but it's only restricted to the movie stars. She can have one for the more common people. Okay, so I'm more comfortable with this format of just doing verse by verse. Sweta kampa vayastu pulaka hunkara nija anga duyege age chalayasvidar as usual, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, there were perspiration, trembling, fading, tears, jubilation, and roaring. Indeed, the tears from his eyes washed his body and those before him. Very intense emotional sentiments, but not emotion, which means, you know, someone is not acting according to the intelligence and therefore acting. In other words, it's okay to act from your impulses if your impulses are pure. Otherwise, you should always be on the platform of conscious intelligence. When your impulses become pure, they're bhakti samskaras, their impressions of devotion and the flow of love is coming through your heart. And this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's dancing in this perspiration and trembling, and color is changing, skin is changing color, and there's tears and jubilation, and he's roaring. And these are symptoms of ecstasy, very, very high devotion, a high response to Krishna. If the holy name is there, the holy name is Krishna. So he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani, in the presence of Krishna, and also in the mood of separation from Krishna. Just like at the Srivas Angam, it is Rasa Stali in Gaurlila. How? Because all the associates of the Lord are there, and all the ecstasy and emotions are there, and Radha and Krishna are there in the form of the holy name. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani, and the holy name comes, and it's Krishna. He's experiencing Krishna, and that experience is so powerful that involuntarily very powerful emotions are coming through him. And Rupa Goswami describes how that works. You see Krishna and it inspires you in a particular way so forcibly that your life airs, your mind becomes disturbed, and your life airs begin to shake. And according to the emotion, they contact the different element in your body, and if it contacts the water element, then uncontrollably tears flow. And if it contacts the earth element,
I've only been here for it's taken a long time to redo
the air element, the hairs on the body stand on end. So this is being described. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's Krishna in the mood of Radharani, searching for Krishna in the highest state of ecstasy, is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to experience. And this is the what we want to experience, and the way we have to proceed is to follow in the path of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And those who follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they do kirtan, they worship the deity, they hear the scriptures, they serve the devotee. And if you do that, following the guru or the Vaishnavas, because you have so much attraction to them that you want to emulate their activities in service. Chari dike bhakta anga koili prasha apshalana shravanira megayena kari parishana. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed the devotees, washed the bodies of all the devotees with the tears from his eyes. The tears poured like rains in the month of Shravan, July, August. If you've ever seen the rainy season in India, when it rains, it pours. It's raining cats and dogs, we say, that type of thing. And it's nice when you hear these pastimes to envision. Envision Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ajanu, Lambita, Bujo. His arms are very, very long and auspicious. Kanika, Vitaro. And his complexion is golden. Sankirtanakaro, Kamalaya, Taksho. He has lotus eyes. And compassionate. and he's just finished this ecstatic washing of the Gandhija temple, where he had contests who could collect the biggest pile of dirt. And then so thorough, so in the mood that I want Krishna, and I want to clean the temple and clean my heart so thoroughly out of love, because Krishna is coming. And out of love, I want the best for Krishna. And that's the mood of the devotee. The mood of the devotee is, I want the best for Krishna. And therefore, when Raghava Pandit, he would walk every day 5-10 miles to get the choicest coconuts from Yunu. You know, I know this from Indians who from Gujarat, where there's very good mangoes. You know, they know by smell, by touch, how to pick out a very good mango. They know how to pick out a very, generally, they know how to pick out a very good mango. And I'll go to the store and I'll get one. It doesn't work. Either it'll be mushy inside or it'll be green, you know. They pick out because they want the best. Krishna. And after we go, and he knew what were the best, sweetest coconuts. When he walked, he gave the servant, and when he saw the servant where the coconut touched,
yeah, server 10,
the top of the door,
yeah,
knowing that the dust from the feet of the people that walk in go on the top.
I've been working on that too. Yeah, don't worry about that. I'll take care of that.
Only the best for Krishna. Only the best for Krishna. So, anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should have this envisioning, and then the devotees surround him. This should be in our mind. Prabhupada called this the mental culture of Krishna consciousness. And this is also the way to enter Braj. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is meditating on the root of Srimati Radharani and the associates of the God. He's surrounded by these devotees, these wonderful kirtaneers. You cannot imagine. I remember when I first heard that song, Madhura, Madhura, what is that? Madhur, 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 Bhaji, Madhur, Madhur. How sweet was the sound of the Madanga. And I remember when I used to come to the Brooklyn Temple in the early 70s. Actually, I was a devotee, but I didn't fully join for 4 years, so I would go regularly to the Brooklyn Temple. And the kirtans and that sound of the Madanga, so sweet. The Madanga is incarnation of Krishna's flute in Gaura Lila. So it's very, very sweet, and played so expertly, and the singers, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just overcome like a maddened lion with emotion. Tears are coming from his eyes. Maha Ucha Sankirtan Akasha Barila Kabura Udanda Nitya Bhumi Kampahoila. The sky was filled with the great and loud chanting of Sankirtan. Maha Uch Sankirtan, Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Pano, Imamritam Bo Nidhi. Maha Ucha. Ucha means enthusiastic, loud, maha, great, loud, chanting of kirtan. Devotees opening their hearts in love. And the earth shook from the jumping and dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dancing like a madman. Swarup Ucha Gana Prabhura Shadavai Anande Udhanda Nitya Pari Gorarai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always liked the loud chanting of Sri Damodar. Therefore, when Sri Damodar sang, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high in jubilation. So you can imagine, what was the kirtan of Sri Damodar? We like kirtan. Some kirtaneers excite us. But this is the eternal position that we can attain, to be a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and join in these kirtan. And that's what, and this is also Rag Marg, because this is what they do in the spiritual world. One of the main activities in Goloka Vrindavan is kirtan. When the cowherd boys go out to the forest, they're doing kirtan. When they're coming back from the forest, they're doing kirtan. When Mother Yasoda is cooking, Yeso Mati Nandana Brajavada Nagara Gokula Rajana Tana, she's singing songs. The gopis are doing kirtan. So this is kirtan. And it has two characteristics. It's deeply from the heart, and it's appropriate. Because out of love, the love manifests in the spiritual world into forms of love for Krishna. So cooking manifests, when you cook, your desire to please Krishna's taste manifests in the most exquisite taste. And you do kirtan trying to please the ears, the senses of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the kirtan takes on such a beautiful, appropriate, melodic thing, and it's sung deeply from the heart. This is the kirtan of the residents of Vrindavan. And this is the kirtan of the spontaneous associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are aspiring for that service. Therefore, when Srup Damodar sang, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high in jubilation. E matta patta kshana nitya ye kariya visama karila prabhu shamaya bhujya. The Lord thus chanted and danced for some time, finally understanding the circumstances. Acharya Gosaniya Putra Sigopal Nam Nitya Karite Tandeyogya Dila Goradham. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then ordered Sri Gopal, the son of Advaitacharya, to dance. So, so nice. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, dance. This could also, in perfection, this could happen to us. The Lord can say, dance. Prabhupada said that, didn't he? He said, praying to Krishna, make me dance, make me dance, make me dance. Prabhupada's in the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is probably saying, please dance. He ordered him to dance. Premavesha nitya kori hoila muchita achetana hoya tena padila bhite. While dancing in ecstatic love, Sri Gopal fainted and fell to the ground unconscious. Asti vyasti acharya tamre koilo kole acharya hoila vikale. When Sri Gopal fainted, Advaitacharya hastily took upon his lap. Seeing that he was not breathing, he became very agitated to his face. Shinghera mantra padi mare jala chanti unkarera shabde brahmanda yaya ati. Advaitacharya and others began to chant the holy name of Lord Nrisimha and sprinkle water. The roaring of the chant was so great that it seemed to shake the entire universe. So he's dying, and then they start singing. Namaste Narasimhaya Prahlada Ladadayani Hiranyakashi. So very deep and loud and with emotion, because his son has died, and they're praying for his protection. Anika kabila tabe nahoya chetana acharya kandena kande shabde bhaktivan. When the boy did not regain consciousness after some time, his waiters and the others began to cry. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed his hand on the chest of Sri Gopal and said loudly, Gopal, stand up. As soon as Gopal heard the voice of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he immediately came to his senses all the devotees began to chant and dance and chanting the holy name of Lord Hari. So there's rasa, there's emotion. Look at the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First of all, the son of his devotee, he asked to dance. The son dies. Everyone starts to cry, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives his mercy. He gives him life. And the devotees are watching that God has given mercy or life. And then they're stunned. Because as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling to Gopal, saying, Uteya Gopal Bale, Uchaishwarika, he's saying, Gopal, 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 get up, get up, get up. And then the scene, all these loving devotees are concerned. And then the boy, he hears the voice, and then he immediately comes to his senses and looks around. And then the kirtan starts to go again. The Nam kirtan, the Hare Krishna kirtan, again starts to go. Wildly, dancing, chanting the names of Lord Hari. This incident has been described in detail by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Therefore, I have described it only in brief purport. This is a matter of etiquette. The previous acharya has written about something. There is no need to repeat it for personal sense gratification. Throughout through the previous acharya, unless there's some definitive improvement, one should not repeat. So nice. They don't waste their time in doing what has already been done. They add something that hasn't been said, saying something more elaborate, saying something more in more detail. And they're very, very humble. It's out of etiquette. The etiquette is, and all behavior is to transform consciousness or to protect you from degrading the consciousness or transforming it in a bad way. Everything is based on the transformation of consciousness. So that etiquette is there. So much respect. So much respect for your predecessors. Just like Bhurijan Prabhu was once giving a glorification the Prabhupada at his disappearance day. And Bhurijan said we should also thank the devotees, Prabhupada's disciples who came to India and performed so many austerities before all these facilities were up. And then there's that famous story of Mike Dehili, I believe, one lady Pujari, when the mob in India was trying to get the land from the devotees, was smashing the temple, and she held on screaming the altar, and they had to drag her away from by the hair. The dedication, matter of etiquette, gratitude is so important. It's a component of love. You have to have Guru Nishtha, you have to have gratitude, you used to have humility. They're all different forms of prema, actually. And gratitude is just so important. Because gratitude, they're actually all manifestations of humility. Without that sense of humility, you can't feel mercy and you can't feel love. Bodhi is very grateful, very to those who have provided for them what they have before. It's not that, you know, these things are new. They've been carried and realized in tradition for so many, so many years. Therefore, Vandeham Sri Guru, Sri Guru, Vandeham Sri Guru, Sri Guru, Vaishnava. We worship all the spiritual masters in our line. There's a whole chain of people, of great souls, who realized the message and carried it down. And not only carried it down, but continually made it relevant. And we're so indebted to them. And what to speak of not being prideful, not trying to surpass the previous teacher. Look what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Vallabha Acharya when he tried to correct Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, you are like a prostitute because you're not faithful to the Swami. Swami also means husband. Oliver was a great scholar, but he was chastised. Because that mood was not there. Without that mood, I can't speak about Bala, but this is Leela. But without that mood, there's no realization. You won't get that realization without humility. I was reading today someplace here. It was really good. I highly recommend it. It's very nice. Somehow or other, it's so nice that I can't find it. I have my books next to me, but where is that? Called Hitopadesh. And it was describing all the qualities of a student. Student. You know? And I wish I could find, you know, I'm going to go find it. Just wait 1 second. I know it's 10 o'clock. It's someplace right here. Okay, I got it. Let me just read a little bit. Here it is. Quality of a student. The student must be austere, minimizing other interests and giving his full attention to the subject at hand. Satam, as used in this verse, refers to gentle, well-behaved students. The author does not bless students who lack this qualification. Hitopadesh teaches one to develop character. At the onset, the author knows that only the gentle and well-behaved will fully benefit from his good instruction. Anyway, I'm going to stop now. Anybody have any question? Would anyone like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Rasikya calling.
Rasikya, very nice.
Haribol sounds like a great place up there.
Oh, you've been there, you know, you did that drama there.
It must have been a long time ago.
Yeah, it's really a kind of a beautiful, yeah, it's really a beautiful place. And I haven't been here in a while also, kind of staying, but... It was nice, but it was so nice because it's just across the street, this lady bought this house and she's become friends with Gary Govardhan and she's really together. I mean, I looked at her website, Camp Kaylee, that's what it's .com or something, Camp, K-A-M-P-K-E-L-L-E, Camp Kelly. Really together how she's done this boot camp for ladies. So
yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's a great idea, for, you know, and she just works them out 3 times a week, and you know, I was just shocked as I went for a walk at 6. People,
yeah,
but it was so nice that she came over with her husband, and you know, they're both, you know, he was the dean at Marymount College in New York, Manhattan, He was a curator in a museum, and she as a principal of school, you know, and how much they just, people just appreciate what Prabhupada gave. So it's nice.
It's like you said, too, when, you know, even if they're just getting up to do, you know, exercise, it's an austerity, and just by doing that kind of an austerity, they become a little bit more favorable to hearing in the mode of goodness.
Yeah.
I was thinking, too, in terms of when you were speaking about, you were describing, you know, emotions of Lord Chaitanya and the difference between the emotion and just passion.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sometimes it's safer to try to contain whatever emotion you have in the beginning. So that it doesn't come out in the wrong way.
That's interesting. Yeah, right. Like
I was thinking, how really heavy Srila Prabhupada was about the Sahajya thing, and the Sahajya thing is letting it out too early.
That's true. You know? I was just thinking, more and less, I remember that, you know, when a kirtan becomes a mosh pit.
Yeah.
And I remember when one professor was visiting a temple, and he happened to be teaching Bhagavad Gita. And then when he came back from the temple, because it was really like a real super, you know, wild.
Uh-huh.
And he said, "What did you think of the singing?" And the devotees, the college students identified it as in the mode of passion.
Yeah. So,
that type of thing, yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure.
And please give my regards to Giri Govardhan.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
I will. She has a dance school here.
Yeah, I know. She wrote me an email recently. I can't remember if I answered it or not. I think I did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hi.
Hi, well, who's that?
Gordon.
Hey, Gordon. It was great to meet your father.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? They seem to have a nice time.
They did. They enjoyed your company as well. They,
okay.
And many questions that I...
What's that? Others.
They had many questions about Vedic culture and you know, what you do and how you go about doing it. So I engaged them as best I could. So perhaps if you have another program, they might come again.
Well, that's good. Or I can come one time and just visit your house, you know. Either way, you know. You think
awesome.
If I came now, he would just like to ask questions?
Perhaps, you know, he might,
He's an independent thinker.
yes, he is. Very much so.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, thanks for coming. Nice to see you there. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? Okay. Then we can end for today. Thank you all. Pancha Kalpa Tulubhya Shah. Kapasthan Dubhya Vachapati Kalam Pavanagyoga.